Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, Yaoundé city dwellers have stressed the need for municipal police agents to operate within the functions designed by the legislation. Coherent approaches to mitigate the diverse impact of climate change on agriculture, food security and nutrition are under scrutiny in a workshop taking place in Marwa, Far North Region. How healthy are the fruits you purchase from the markets for consumption? Find out the importance of properly washing your fruits in the course of this newscast. A development of this right ahead. The activities of municipal police agents in the city of Yaoundé continue to generate heated debates among city dwellers, despite the existence of the legislation. Inadequate skills and the lack of a roadmap have been identified by some Yaoundé inhabitants as major obstacles to the role of municipal police agents in the nation's capital. More with Marie-Claire Do of CRTV Center.
The Presidential Decree of August 9, 2022, regulating the activities of municipal police in Cameroon is said to have come in a time to check urban disorder, often orchestrated by taxi drivers, commercial motorcycle riders, roadside vendors, hawkers and traders in some markets. Delphine Moy and Jackson Fomye say, with respect to what is expected from municipal police agents, it is a welcome initiative.
I see it as a kind of decentralization of power for them to help protect and guide city dwellers from being harmed.
Municipal police was of primary importance because of persistent public disorder. They have as job to deprive bike riders, for instance, of getting access to forbidden zone.
Before the advent of the decree, city dwellers say the agents could not live up to expectations due to lack of skills and a roadmap.
I still see, for example, they concentrate on seizing bikes if they have valid documents. But what about them checking bikes that carry more than one person? They are supposed to go into quarters too and see if the day put aside for cleanup campaigns, if the environments are clean.
Some of them, you see that they are hungry and are not under on the fee maybe to do the job that is keeping a public order, but rather to have some money for their private benefits. So it's kind of problematic. Most importantly, they need to be briefed. Somebody should be supervising what they do on the field so that at the end of the day, there's accountability.
With quality training, therefore, municipal police agents are expected to play an important role in checking urban disorder in the city of Yaoundé. Marie-Claire Do Center.
Thank you, Marie-Claire Do. On to one of our top stories. Experts say climate is threatening agricultural production, food security and nutrition in many parts of the Far North region of Cameroon. In order to remedy the situation, the international NGO, known in French as Action Contre la Faim, has been meeting in Marwa with some partners and experts to highlight coherent approaches to reduce the impact of climate change on the agricultural sector and the need to follow the agricultural calendar to build inclusive and effective adaptation strategies. Sylvester Temkeng reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The Far North region is subject to a semi-arid climate amplified by increasingly climate disturbances with a major impact on the environment and food security. The Marwa workshop, organized by the international NGO Action Contre la Faim, in collaboration with multiple partners, aims at educating the actors on how to topple over these challenges through the agricultural calendar for good use. Fogap Patrick Mbomba, Deputy Director General of the National Observatory on Climate Change.
To help them develop a multi-sectoral calendar that can help the rural population, agricultural sector, livestock sector, fisheries, to be able to plan, anticipate actions which are guided by the climate forecast that the National Observatory is making. And so for this year, the calendar that we will be proposing or elaborating during the 4 days that we shall be here will run from May 2024 to April 2025. so that together we can also identify those spots where we are likely going to have climate hazards and then help them to propose concrete actions to help fight those kind of hazards or help remedy or manage, so that at the end of the day, we should be contributing to ensuring that there is food security.
The solutions map out during the workshop, according to the Far North Regional Delegate of Agriculture, Simplice Sedu, we go a long way to remedy the situation.
It will help us to mitigate all these factors that occur and that perturbate the smooth development of the agricultural campaign. It will be for us a very good tools that we can use to help producers how to grow their crop and also to anticipate some events that can occur and disturb the agricultural development.
Participants are now expected to put the knowledge gained into practice through sensitization campaigns to help enhance food security under changing weather patterns in the Far North region. Sylvester Temkin, Marwa.
Over to the Northwest region, where many denizens in the city of Bamenda have admitted that consuming fruits daily will promote a healthy lifestyle and should be encouraged. Others opine that ensuring the fruits are fit for consumption is also important to avoid contracting illnesses like diarrhea. Felakezia Fonja reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The importance of consuming fruits daily cannot be overemphasized, according to some denizens in the Northwest region, as it contains a good amount of vitamins important for healthy living.
Fruit is very, very important in the morning. It boosts our immune system. It protects us from diseases. You know, fruit has vitamins that are very, very necessary for our well-being. You can take it during the day, in the evening, but in the morning, it's primordial because your stomach is empty. When you take the fruit, it's the first meal of that day, so it will go a very long way to boost your immune system.
To others, people should, however, be careful and ensure these fruits are safe for consumption to avoid any health complications.
Inasmuch as it is very good to consume fruits, we also need to be watchful about the kind of fruits that we put in our stomachs. There are times that some of these fruits are already bad and we eat them and we instead get defects. And also sometimes eating too much is never a good thing. When you take more than you are supposed to, it's going to cause other health effects like diarrhea and all whatnot. And always make sure that the fruit is washed, it is clean, and know what exactly you're putting in your stomach.
Adopting the habit of eating fruits daily, however, remains a key part of everyday life. Most individuals in Bamenda practice for a more healthy lifestyle. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
We stay in the Northwest. The atmosphere at bus stations in Bamenda is busier than usual this long break as students and pupils head to and from different destinations to spend the holiday. The bus drivers say the effervescence has made them more conscious on their departure and arrival hours, speed limits and the safety of travellers, especially the very young ones. Mercy Kusi reports.
Young boys and girls traveling to and from major towns around the country, tripping to traveling agencies in Bamenda, looking quite excited. Ngoma Mirabel, who is traveling from Bamenda to Yaoundé, is all smiles as she boards the morning bus at one of the agencies.
I'm traveling for holidays in Yaoundé. I'll be there for 2 months. I feel happy for traveling because it has been long that I've visited the town.
After spending 2 weeks in Bamenda, Naomi and her two children head back to where they are based with lots of gifts and foodstuffs from their grandparents.
I'm traveling to Yaoundé. I was here for holidays, my kids, so I'm going back and the holidays went, but they are going to start their holiday classes.
In as much as those in the public transport sector appear to be making more money this holiday season, an interurban driver, Yenika Danato, says traveling with children requires more vigilance.
There's a lot of traffic and also with children, you don't have to be on the hearse, so we have to take time this time to follow up our job to make sure we reach safely into our destinations.
Parents and guardians embarking on vacation trips with their very young kids have been implored to keep an eye on them throughout their journeys and to also ensure that those above 7 years are duly registered. Mercy Kosi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV, and we go to the Southwest region, where the excessive use of smartphones by young people in that part of the country has exhibited a melange of good and bad practices, as some of them can barely concentrate at home. To curb this vice, parents have resorted to phone seizure, amongst other measures, as you tell us, Nora Akokebi of CRTV Southwest in Boya.
Social media notification on Sally's phone. She is a teenager who spends most of her time on her smartphone, accessing different content on various social media platforms.
I spend most of my time on my phone, texting with friends, watching TikTok videos. I usually sleep late.
This attitude, caregivers say, is a hindrance in contributing to routine chores back at home and has equally affected family bonding moments.
I'm retired Justice Njuzi Charles.
The most annoying thing is that you don't converse with your children. The children take you as somebody outmoded, so they go to social media and spend their time.
Some parents are already suggesting measures to ensure that children use the social media correctly.
Taking the phone by 8 o'clock when they're going to bed, and then, you know, at times too, you might, even during the day, especially when you have given them a task to do, you can take the phone and keep it in order that they will concentrate in what they are doing.
Though using a smartphone comes with some benefits, parents and caregivers are urged to monitor the content children consume to avoid embarrassment. Nora Akokebi for the regional news in Boya.
Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Yaoundé city dwellers have stressed the need for municipal police agents to operate within the functions designed by the legislation. Coherent approaches to mitigate the diverse impact of climate change on agriculture, food security and nutrition are under scrutiny in a workshop taking place in Marwa, Far North region. And in the course of this newscast, we were drilled on the importance of properly washing our fruits before consumption. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.